Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Writing for Insanity podcast. I am going to be your host today, Chris Hendricks. Just want to welcome everybody and kind of get you up to speed about who we are at the website and the blog and what we're all about and what we hope to do in the future. Basically, my friend and I, Chris Greathouse, had this fantastic idea kind of brewing around in our heads for a while about, well, you know, I'm really good with words, he's really good with pictures, why don't we start a webcomic? And this was years ago by this point, and we never really did anything besides just talk about it. And for a long time, we would call each other up and say, hey, I just had another great idea for a story, or I've been doodling a lot, making some really cool illustrations, some cool animations, stuff like that, and we never really went anywhere with it. We never promoted it, we never tried to collaborate together and do anything with our ideas, we kind of just let them fall by the wayside, and all of a sudden, we were still left with nothing. Over the past couple months, I've been having this recurring idea for a good story arc and story progression, and I finally decided to start writing it down and expand upon it. And after I've came up with a couple tens of thousands of words, I realized, well, I should probably do something with this, otherwise what happened in the past probably would happen again, and it would just end up finding its way into a random folder in my computer, and I would never look at it again. So I called up Chris, asked him if he would be interested in making a few pieces of illustrations for me, and I told him what the basic idea of the story was, the background, the characters, kind of the feel I was trying to go for the location, and just the kind of entire universe. And wanted to get his ideas if he would even be willing to try to come up with some basic backdrops of what the universe might be able to look like. I wasn't even really looking for specific character models at the time. Wasn't looking for even really a specific look. I just wanted, you know, here are my ideas for the story. What can you draw from that to create kind of a, I guess you could call it a template, if you will, for us to be able to build on visually in the future. So he got back to me and told me that he'd been working on it, sent a few images over of just some basic locations based off of some of the details I'd given him about the story so far, and then some kind of very generic character ideas, kind of just like the look. Nothing really had any details, but kind of the look and feel he was trying to go for. And after we realized that we might actually have something, we might have stumbled upon something, I kind of got really, really excited and might have jumped the gun a little bit because I went ahead and already created the website and already created the blog, which is writingforinsanity.com and blog.writingforinsanity.com. And I started to kind of get a overall template designed together, started to get some of my material up there, so pretty much it would be the easiest way for me to get him the information. Instead of me having to email him just Word documents, I figured, hey, I can just throw this up here, and then we'll already have the structure in place for when we want to upload everything else. Sadly, past couple weeks, Chris's computer has pretty much died. So his ability to be able to create images that I can use on the website has gone completely to nil. We can still talk to each other on the phone, and he can still draw up any images he wants to by hand, but I'm not about to ask him to send them to me via mail and then have me scan them into the computer. It's rather obnoxious. So hopefully in the future, next 2 weekends from now, we both have extended weekends, 4 days long, and I'm going to go up and see him. He only lives a couple hours away, and we're going to really iron out some details, try to get maybe the first episode, or first strip, rather, of the comic up, and then kind of expound from there and ask ourselves what we want to do, where we want to go with it, how frequently we want to release new content. Because I've got roughly over a little over 50,000 words already written for the story, and I already had that much written before I even approached him about it. So I kind of put him at an unfair position, because here I was with all this information and I'm dumping all of it on him and saying, create things for me. So that is actually why he isn't here right now talking with you. Also, hopefully when I go up there, I can perhaps fix his computer, since out of the two of us and out of our entire group of friends, I'm probably most tech savvy, which has its ups and downs. One of the downs being that when something breaks, they do nothing about it themselves, and instead wait for me to come and visit them. Not all the time, but with Chris, usually. Not to say that he isn't capable, but he's rather stubborn to learn himself, and I understand lots of people are in that situation. That's the idea. I don't want to go into any details about what we're going to be doing and what the story is about right now in the podcast. I have some of the information and content already up on the website, so if you want to go there and check it out, it's very, very limited right now, because I only got the website up a couple days ago, and I was trying to see what all I could do with the web creation and hosting. Kind of the general look, so I only have maybe not even 1,000 words up there, and it's all a draft right now anyway, so I don't even know if the stuff I have is in the right order. So I kind of just I picked a random section, just opened up a document, highlighted, copied and pasted a chunk of it, put it up on the website. So kind of just general, I mean, it's very vague. I doubt you're going to be able to figure out what it's about, and that's kind of what I want to do. I don't want to give you all the information and then have you be waiting for it. I know that's probably less enticing, might be harder to keep people around and interested if that's the case, and if that turns out to be the case, then I may go ahead and start just posting some of the story on its own, but I realize that a webpage that's just a whole bunch of block of text, even, you know, no matter how pretty I make it, if there aren't any images or any other pieces of medium to go with it, probably going to be pretty stale. I wouldn't even want to read that, so I understand if you wouldn't. But anyway, yeah, that was the idea. Who we are, like I said, both of our names is Chris. Chris recently graduated college, art major and English major, so he's not terrible at writing himself either, and I'm sure he will contribute in the future, but going to mostly utilize his artistic abilities at this point. I'm currently still in school studying creative writing. Actually switched from studying information technology. That just put a couple of years into that and realized it wasn't me, and although it's probably going to cost me more money in the end to switch this far into it to a new field, a new major, it wasn't worth it for me to continue to spend money on a career path and career field that I had absolutely no interest in anymore. So it's mostly just a hobby now for me. I don't want to speak too much on Chris's end. I'd rather, give him the opportunity to do so whenever that arises. But that's basically a background of who we are. We're just two probably self... I know I'm a nerd. I think he would have no problem saying he's a nerd. We love video games. Love reading. Love graphic novels. Love movies. Love science fiction, adventure, fantasy. Pretty much anything. Put it on a screen and we'll do it. As far as what is already available, I already told you that, so I don't have to go over that again. What is to come? I touched on that a little earlier, but basically, once I can meet up with him 2 weekends from now, and we can iron out a solid, either a couple solid large illustrations, or a solid comic strip for the webcomic. That'll be the first to come. We're going to have to talk about whether or not we want to get a couple made kind of relieve the stress on us, so we don't put one up there and all of a sudden we have to make another one. So we might wait until we have a couple kind of in reserve, so we're not rushing ourselves and stressing ourselves out too much out of the gate. And then we have to decide on a schedule to release things and kind of the more businessy aspects of it. We're not looking really to make any money out of this. Now, if that happens in the future, that's great. I'm sure everybody would love to be able to live off their hobbies. Some people that are lucky enough to, definitely envious of them, but I understand that takes a long time to get there and you gotta start somewhere at the bottom. So this is pretty much more so just out of passion and out of the ability that we have now to present this to people, and we want to do so just more so to get feedback. Everybody loves constructive criticism, and most people, including myself and Chris, are very self-critical about the stuff we do, so we don't share it a whole lot. Now he's broken out of his shell a lot more since he was doing studio art. He had to show people what he was doing, and being around that large group of people like him, he got into that mind frame a lot better than I did. I'm still kind of sheltered and shielded about the work I do, and always think it's terrible. And even when people tell me it's good, I try to disagree with them and point out certain areas of the writing that I've done, and I say, well, I think that's a little weak, and pretty much et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the more self-confidence I can get, the better. I think that goes same with everybody. As far as a schedule of things to come on the website and blog end, I know I'm trying to keep additions every day to every other day, even if it's just more content or changing around with the design a little bit. I update the blog a lot more than the website because I'm not even sure if I'm going to keep the website live for too long. I had only set it up to allow Chris to see what I had done already and to give him kind of an idea of how much room he had to deal with and the look right now and kind of just sort of the layout and what we could do with everything. But if it's going to be a couple weeks to a month before we can get any of our actual finalized content up there, I might just take that down and keep the blog live. I haven't decided that yet. I might have to talk to Chris about that soon. But I guarantee that the blog will stay up and that'll allow us to give you more feedback and us be able to get feedback from you fairly quickly about what we're doing and any updates we have coming. I think that's about it for now. I know this is it's kind of vague, but yeah, it's a high fantasy. I don't want to call it high fantasy. It's kind of a futuristic fantasy sci-fi mix. Kind of all of our favorite genres rolled into one big ball, if you will. So it's got a little bit of everything. Dystopian future, Big Brother government, people with powers who don't understand them. People with powers are hunted, obviously, by the dystopian government because they're different and they're going against their rule, which has been, set in place and set in stone for what seems like forever for these people. You have your prototypical journey that they have to go on, trials, tribulations, all that sort of jazz. Saying it like that and hearing myself say it like that, and even reading a description that I wrote down for Chris once, it all seems stale, it all seems overused, how can you make it new? And I get that, and I think the only thing I can say is that you have to wait until you see everything and how we put it together. There's lots of fantasy stories out there, lots of high adventure, lots of science fiction, lots of mythology, stuff like that, but there aren't a whole lot of stories that combines that all into one well-written and well-illustrated story. At least, not many that I can think of. And not many that are kind of new and current and would relate and kind of click with this current, my current generation and people younger. So that's a very general synopsis. Once again, my name's Chris Hendricks, and this is a podcast that I hope to do Maybe once a week. I don't know. I'll have to see what my schedule. I know I can get one out at least every other week. Once I get a set schedule down, I will let you know on the website, blog, and now here. And until then, writingforinsanity.com, blog.writingforinsanity.com. Those are probably the two easiest places where you can reach me. Contact information will be on both of those. Until then, I hope to slowly but surely acquire some sort of following. Self-gratification and ego stroking is always welcome and encouraged around here. So hopefully we can get some people interested in it. And we're always looking for new ideas, and we love feedback, and we have absolutely no problem incorporating any feedback we get into projects that we do. We draw inspiration from everywhere. And any time that we draw inspiration from somebody else's ideas, we're sure to contact them, make sure that we're allowed to do it, and we love to promote other people's work. Even if it's reworked through us, we will definitely give you the credit for it. And we're all kind of in the same situation, struggling, just trying to start up something based on our passions, whether it's writing, drawing, designing something, whatever it is. So any help that we can give you, we certainly will, and any help we can get from all of you, ourselves, greatly appreciated. So until next time, this is Chris signing off for writingforinsanity.com. I will talk to you next time. Peace out.